Okay, let's first talk about the dreidel. We never spoke about the dreidel. A sivivoyin. That's a new word, a modern Hebrew word. When did the word sivivoyin come in? What? When did the word sivivoyin come into the dictionary?
There's an English word for it.
Tiototum. What's it called?
What?
Tiototum. Tiototum?
Never heard such a word.
Okay, the dreidel, that's a Yiddish word. That's a Yiddish word? The dreidel is Yiddish?
Dre,
yeah. Dre.
Okay.
Alright, so what is the Makar of the Minig? Just very briefly about the dreidel. What is the Makar for the Minig of a dreidel? So we all know the story, there's a legend. No one really knows what happened, but the legend is that the Yavanim or the Mesiavnim wanted to abolish Torah study. Kindalach, not allowed to learn Torah. So what? How did they outsmart the authorities? They played dreidel with pieces of wood. It does not really clear exactly what they were doing with these pieces of wood, what they look like. And when they came in really, really in disguise, they were teaching the children Torah. And when the authorities came in and they asked, "What are you doing?" They which look what we have over here, this game. We have a game, we're spinning this object, this piece of wood. And through the dreidel, they were able to outsmart the authorities and be able to survive and study Torah in times of Shemat. That is what it says in the books, the Makar for a dreidel. On the dreidel are written four letters, Nun, Gimel, Hey, Shin. Okay, which stands for Nes, Gadol, Haya, Sham. And the Gematria is Nachash, right? The Gematria is Mashiach. The Gematria of Nes Gadol Haya Sham is Mashiach. Nes Gadol Haya Sham. My favorite dreidel story, where I think really speaks volumes. I told this every year, is from the Belz Rebbe. I think of Aaron Mibelz. He came to Eretz Yisrael b'Sof Yamav after the war. How long was he in Eretz Yisrael for? How long was he there until he was Nifter? The Belz Rebbe.
2-3 years.
So the story goes, this is what it says in the books, the story goes, he came to Eretz Yisrael, and it was Chanukah, and he asked for a dreidel. Okay, there's a Minag Yisrael, you have today, I saw yesterday, they have online, on the Jewish websites, they show these various Rabbanim and Chassidus Sherevis spinning dreidels. To Mekayim the Minag Yisrael is to spin the dreidels. There's something to it. Okay, I didn't spin a dreidel yet this year. I don't have one. But there's a Minag Yisrael, you're supposed to spin a dreidel on Chanukah. I have still time yet until Chanukah is over. Oh,
here it is.
Gewaldic. Okay. Gewaldic.
You always carry one of those out.
What did you get? What did you get?
I don't want to know. Believe me.
It only works if you play with a girl.
Okay, so the story goes he came to Eretz Yisrael and he says, "Can I have a dreidel, please?" They brought him a dreidel. And what did it say on the dreidel? Neis gadol haya? No, po! Eretz Yisrael, here in Eretz Yisrael. So he says it's not a kosher dreidel. So he said, "What do you mean? It's Eretz Yisrael. Neis gadol haya po." So he says, "No, doesn't make a difference. I want a dreidel that has a shin." Sham, what he basically was saying, Sham doesn't just mean in Mokoyim. Sham means in time. Sham means in time. Bayomim Hohem. You have to draw from that miracle and bring it into this miracle. It's a very powerful thing. And it says in the storybooks, they could not find a dreidel for him. They searched the whole Eretz Yisrael. And they could not find. Could you imagine? This was in the early years. This is right after the war. I don't know what year it was, but it was the early years. They could not find a dreidel. They found a lot of dreidels at Neis Gadol Haya Po, and they could not find it until the great difficulty. They were able to dig up a dreidel that said Neis Gadol Haya Sham. And Eretz Yisrael, Sham is there. Sham is there. In Eretz Yisrael, all the dreidels say Pei. That's how it is today in Eretz Yisrael. None of the dreidels say Sham. They all say, American dreidels say, Neis Gadol Haya Sham. That was traditional. But they changed it. Who made the change? I don't know. But it's a very interesting daher from the Belz Rebbe that he said, no, this is not tradition. Tradition is that the dreidel should say, it's a chiddush, and that he would even spin a dreidel. Okay? it was chiddush. What's this meaning all about anyway? Okay, it's a chiddush that he wanted to. He asked for the dreidel. He wanted to spin the dreidel. And ad teikach, he was makbir to look at the dreidel that it should say the letters neis gadol hayasham. And just because we're now back in Eretz Yisrael does not take away from the minig. It should say shin, whatever. I don't know. We don't know what these things mean. Gematrius. We don't pay much attention to this. But in addition to the idea, shah means a tkufa. Part of Chanukah is coming to connect your roots, where you come from. One of the psukim, notay zos Chanukah. One of the psukim. What? What you say in here? What?
I said, are you sure you're not putting too much spin on this story?
On the story. This is what the story says. I'm not making up the story. You can Google it, you'll see I'm not making up anything about it. Now, it fits very well with one of today is Zos Chanukah. And Zos Chanukah, one of the psukim that Chazal compared to the use Zos is, V'Zos Asher Diber Lohem Avihem. This is very common. There are many, all the Zoses in Tanakh. V'zos yavoi aroin el ha-kodesh. V'zos ha-toyrash esam oishol lefnei b'nei Yisrael. Part of the collection that is spoken about in the Hasidish Svarim to explain the significance of Chanukah. Can you turn it off, please? Don't turn it off. No, later. Turn it off. Turn it off. How do you turn it off? Part of the Zois Asher Diber Lohem Avihem. This is what Yaakov Avinu told his children. In the context, last week's parasha, of when you're going down to Mitzrayim, bring a gift, and prepare to meet Yosef. But Zois Asher Diber, but the pasuk means this is what their father told them. It represents tradition. That's the essence of what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is all about the machlokes between the Yevanim, the Misyavnim, and the Chashmonaim, about Jewish tradition. It's all about Masorah. No one's trying to take away your life. No one's trying to kill you. You can live a good life, live a better life. We'll give you everything that you possibly want. But you have to understand, we're in a modern world. In the modern world, we do things different. We have to abandon some of these ancient traditions, and the answer is that's a foolish thing to do. The Zois Asher Diber Lohem Avihem. The essence of Chanukah is the appreciation of where you come from, the appreciation of your traditions, the appreciation of the Mesorah. Neis Gadol Hayasham. Sham means there. We're connecting back to our roots. It's not something to take lightly. Okay, now, what else about the dreidel is significant? Ramachol, you have a chapter on this, Ramachol. Right? I'm not prepared for this, but there are four different neis, gadol, hayashon, four different letters that also represents the dalid, the four sides of the dreidel, the dalid malchiyos. The dreidel, there are four sides, not round. The dreidel has to be a flat on all four. There's no halachic way to make a dreidel. There are a lot of modern dreidels out there. All different types of dreidels. But the halachic dreidel, number one, is wood. No gold, no silver, no ceramics,
no plastics.
Wood has to be wood because they said that's the children. They played. It says they had pieces of wood, so it's wood. It has to say neis gadol hayasham with the shin. Okay, number two, it has to be square. The top of the dreidel has to have four sides. The four sides correspond to the Dalit Malchiyos. Is a Dal Malchiyos. Okay, this is where Mechol has Torah on this. Dal Malchiyos is, they're all spinning, but the Penimis is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He controls the shots, and they're just a pawn in Hashem's hands until the ultimate Gula comes. Okay, something along those lines. Now, another idea about Neis Gadol Hayasham ties back to this week's parasha, and that is the word Goshna. Yes, Yehuda Sholach Lefanov Goshna. Something along those lines, I'm sure I'm saying the pasuk correctly. That when Yaakov Avinu realized that yes, indeed, the Golus is starting, we have to go down to Mitzrayim. So the first thing that Yaakov Avinu did was he established a base medrash. A makom Torah. Who did he send down? He sent down Yehuda. Yes, Yehuda Shalach Lefan of Goyishna. He sent down to the city Goyishan to establish a base medrash. Goyishna is the same letters as Neis Gadol Haya Sham. It's the same letters in a different order. Gadol, Gadol, Sham, Mesayah. When you're great there, miracles will happen. It's a different order. I don't know, maybe there's some achshav and why the order letters are different. Different twist. A different spin. A different spin on the meaning of the letters, but they're the same exact letters. And therefore, many of the Svarim, they attribute significance to explain Chanukah very much relates to the event, the Es Yehuda Shalach Lefan of Goyishna. Now, let me elaborate. Chanukah took place about halfway through the Bayis Sheni. Once you get, it really was a drop more than halfway. When the Bayis Sheni, according to many of the Mefarshim, the Bayis Sheni was never meant to be, it was just meant to be a temporary chizuk for Klal Yisrael to prepare for 2,000 years of Golus. It was an inspiration. There's going to be a Golus. 2,000 years of Golus. Hashem as a gift gave us a Bayis Sheni for 420 years to train us, to put Klal Yisrael in the right frame of mind. They should have the strength, the neshama of Klal Yisrael should have the strength to survive Golus. 2,000 years of Golus. The miracle of Chanukah was the tipping point. It was the moment when you can say mission accomplished. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, and there were problems in the Beis HaMikdash, and things got pretty bad. And then what happened? There was a renewal. There was a renaissance. Klal Yisrael, they realized what life is all about. They gave life. There were wars, and they took back the Beis HaMikdash. They renewed themselves spiritually. This was almost like Maisa Avo Sim Labanim, a source of strength which would be used, a foundation for the Golos that would coming for 2,000 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is exactly what Yaakov Avinu did. Yaakov Avinu, they're going down to Egypt. They're going to be there for 210 years. They're going down to Golos. What did he do? You have to have a Makom Torah. You have to have a place of inspiration. Yehuda Shalach Lefanov Goishna. So what Yaakov Avinu did for his children, showing them how to prepare for Golos, is really what happened at the time of the Chanukah miracle. The Chanukah miracle was that inspiration, is where the tekufa of the Bayis Sheni reached a degree of success, a degree of inspiration which Klal Yisrael would be able to draw from for the next 2,000 years. It was the Yehuda Shalach Lefan of Goishna. It was the Yehuda Shalach Lefan of Goishna that Yaakov Avinu did in his time. And that's why the dreidel has the letters Goishen. Neis Gadol HaYasham is also the letters of Goishen to remind us of this pasuk. To remind us is that only in establishing a Makom Torah, Bate Kinesios, Bate Midrashos, only through that will Klal Yisrael be able to survive and have inspiration for the long years of Golus. That's a second idea. Another idea. Where did the land of Goyishen come from? Where did it come from? How did Klal Yisrael get the land? They come to Mitzrayim and Paro says, okay, go to Goyishen. Yaakov Avinu beat him, already was ahead of him. Yaakov Avinu, before Paro said, oh, you're coming down to Egypt? Okay, I'll give you Goshen. How did Yaakov Avinu know in advance to send Yehuda to Goshen? Yaakov Avinu, what?
Raising land for the sheep.
Right, but how did Yaakov Avinu, he's in Eretz Canaan, and now he finds out that Od Yosef Chai, and he says, okay, let's establish a base medrash where? Goshen. You even know Goshen exists? How do you, Yaakov Avinu, even know that it exists?
From Sarah.
And then when they finally all come down, Paro brings all the brothers into Yosef. Yosef brings all the brothers to Paro, and Paro says, what should we do with you people? What should we do with the Jews? All right, we'll make a ghetto. Where should we make the ghetto? Goshen.
Out of town.
Out of town in Goshen. How was Paro mechaven to Yaakov? Or how did Yaakov even know that Goshen existed? So the Medrash is very simple. You know, Goshen was really Jewish land. Goshen was the property of Klal Yisrael. Whose property was it? It was Sarah's property. What do we mean Sarah? Who gave it to Sarah? Paro, the old Paro, when Paro abducted Sarah, and then he almost died, and he gave presents. He gave number one, he gave Hagar. Wow, that did for us, right? He gave Hagar as a gift to Avraham. Because I abducted your wife, so let me give you a gift. I'll give you Hagar. And number two, I'll give you territory, a gift of land. Nice gift. He gave him a gift of land called Goshen. So Goshen was real estate that was the legal property of Sarah Imenu. It was the gift given.
Even including a deed for it.
A deed. It was her land. So Yaakov knew this. This is our property. If we have to anyway go to Egypt, we might as well live on our own property. We don't want any favors. Sinei matanois yichya. We're not interested in going on all government programs in Egypt. We're not interested. We'll take care of ourselves. We'll be independent. We'll have autonomy. We'll go down there and live in the land that was given to my grandfather, my grandmother as my gift, the land of Goshen. Neis gadol hoya sham Goshna. When you spin the dreidel on Hanukkah, you're spinning Goshen. What are you really doing? You're celebrating the life of Sarah Imenu. You're connecting to Sarah. It's a woman's holiday. I told you this, you learned yesterday. Everything about Hanukkah all revolves around women. Number one is the whole miracle. Yehudis, she's the one who brought an end to the Muhammad. At least the major, she chopped off the head of the general. It was a woman who instigated the war because they wanted, the Hegemon wanted to have relations with her before her marriage. And she said to her brothers, what kind of business is this? You don't do anything for me. You don't defend me. You just let this happen. You're not going to go do anything about this. And the Chazal says she did some very outrageous things. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not going to go into detail.
She was making a point.
She made a point by doing some very bizarre things to instigate them to go to battle. So she started the battle. The mitzvah is commemorated with Hadlokas Haneros. Hadlokas Haneros, and the Hadlokas Haneros, we've mentioned many times, is what? It's a mitzvah on the bias. A woman does not light. Why not? Ishtaike Gufai. The only precedent for this type of thing where a woman doesn't do a mitzvah, every mitzvah a woman does. A woman can go to sukkah, she can listen to shofar, she can do everything. All of a sudden, a woman's not going to light Haneros. My high. Well, how come? So we discussed this is because Ishtaike Gufai. So what? It's a Hanukkah candle. It's like Shabbos candles. It's the MS. It's her mitzvah. Neros that are lit in a house is the domain of the wife. It's just that the wife is very kind, doesn't want to make a fight with her husband. You're a good boy today, my husband. You can light the candles. I'll let you light the candles. But the MS, it's her mitzvah. The lighting of Neros is a mitzvah that's in the bias, is miyuchid for an isha. It just so happens she lets her husband light the candles. It all revolves around women. Who is the first Jewish woman who taught the way for Klal Yisrael? Sarah Imenu. Sarah Imenu was the Ikeres Abayis of Klal Yisrael, not just of Avraham Avinu. She was the mother. Sarah Imenu. Sarah Imenu. She is the Makar of Klal Yisrael. She is the Ikeres Abayis of the Gans Klal Yisrael. Nimela, when you spin the dreidel, it says in the dreidel, Neis Gadol Hayasham, Goshna. What? Neis Gadol doesn't say that anyway. I'm sorry. Nice try. Nice try, but doesn't work. Neis Gadol Hayasham, Goshna. Goshna is, it represents Sarah Imenu. This is another idea relating to why we have the dreidel. Okay.
It also represents separateness, that Sarah kept her distance from Paro.
Right. Very good, very good.
And this is not mine. But also, Klal Yisrael was to keep their distance
from the Umos Olam. They're beautiful. Who says this?
Moshe Shapiro.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Sarah was, the whole miracle was she was Pirish from Paro. That's the lesson of Chanukah, is to be poyresh from the Umos HaOlam. Don't be influenced by the Yevonim, the Chochmas Yevonis, the secular.
Yukarso was by Avimelech.
That was another story. That's a separate story. But let's deal with the first story was when Saul was abducted by Paro, and he gave her this piece of land. There was a second story with Avimelech, and then there was Yitzchak also with Avimelech. There were a total of three stories, three similar stories. Okay, let's go to another short idea. Kinner Chanukah, we have Chanukah 8 days. What is Chanukah all about? We have 8 days of Chanukah. L'choydei Sula Halal. The Rambam, he begins the laws of Chanukah with very, very beautiful words. Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Me'od. Famous words of the Rambam. The Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a Mitzvah Chaviva. It's Chavivos. Where else do we find the word Chavivos in Chazal? The Rambam is drawing, the fact that he selected such an expression, Chaviva Hi Me'od, it's very precious. The Rambam does not say this expression anywhere else, to say a mitzvah is chaviva. Where in Chazal do we find the idea of chavivas? We find in Pirkei Avos, where Chazal say, what? Oh, Chav Adam Shenivra B'Tselem. Chaviva Yesera, I don't know the exact words of the Mishnah, Shenoidaloi Shenivra B'Tselem. It's one act of specialness, of love, that Hashem made a human being in His own image. But Hashem didn't have to tell us this. This could have been a mystery to man for his entire existence. It's a chaviva yesera that Hashem made it known to man that we are created in His image. It's a chaviva that we are in His image. Wow, look at that, human being, the greatness of human being, and that we know about it. That we know about it, this is even a higher degree of chavivus. See, chavivus, the ultimate of chavivus is not just what it is. It's also the awareness. Now, I know this is a little bit confusing. Let me try to explain what I mean to say is modim de rabbanan. Every day we daven shemone esrei. We come to chazaras hashatz, and the shatz gets up to the word modim. It's not enough for the shatz to say modim. We also have to say modim. Called Modim Dirabana. And in the Nusach of Modim Dirabana, at the end of Modim Dirabana, we say, we thank you for this, 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 and this, and we conclude, Al She'anachnu Modim Lach. We also thank you, Hashem, for putting it into our minds enough seichel to recognize, to thank you. Think about it. We thank you for giving me for food, for shelter, for health, for children, everything that we possibly need. And we also thank you, Hashem, for the opportunity to thank you, or for the awareness, for making a human being in a way where he has an awareness that you should thank Hashem. Just the act of being able, knowing, and being able to say thank you, that itself we thank you. Besides the fact that we thank you for A, B, and C, and D, for the whole everything that from A to Z. But Al, we thank you, Modim Al Sha'anachnu Modim Lach. This is Chanukah. This is the eighth, Zeus Chanukah. Chanukah, what are we doing in Chanukah? Chanukah is Lahalel Ulahoidos. To give praise and thanksgiving to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The 7 days we thank Hashem for why the Beis Yosef's Kasha. It's the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Why 8 days? 7 days, it was enough all to buy 1 day. The last day of Chanukah is Al Sha'anachnu Modim Lach. We give Hoidah, Shevach V'Hoidah for 7 days for all the miracles. The 8th day of Chanukah, it's a mitzvah Chaviva Me'od. Rambam says, the term Chavivos connotes not just what you're getting, but also the awareness of what you're doing. The 8th day of Chanukah, today Zos Chanukah, is the Halal V'Hoidah, is Al Sha'anachnu Modim Lach. This that we have the ability and the awareness, that we're the opportunity to thank you, that in itself is priceless, an opportunity that's priceless, which we have to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shevach V'Hoidah. That to some degree is the whole Chanukah, but specifically it is the last day of Chanukah. Okay, another short idea. I heard this yesterday from Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rav Simcha Soloveitchik in the Kollel, where I go in the afternoon sometimes. So he was telling me a lot of chidushim. One of the things he told me, he said to me, different types of miracles. Every time there's a miracle that captures a holiday, the miracle, obviously, there's a parallel, something about the miracle that relates very specifically to the holiday. Hanukkah, why is the miracle that we use to commemorate the holiday the miracle of the menorah? There's so many miracles you can focus on. You can focus on the Muhammad, whatever. You can focus on different... Why did Hashem bring it about that the way we should celebrate the miracle is specifically through the lighting of a candle? What is it about a candle? So he says as follows. I think he told me from his grandfather, he told me this idea. When it comes to, let's say it comes to the, in the Chazal tell us there were 10 miracles that happened every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Meshtachavim, Omdim, Sefufim, Meshtachim Revachim, there was never a book scene. Every miracle, when there's a miracle, most miracles can take place in a vacuum. What am I trying to say? I'm talking in circles. A nair, in order for a nair to last, you need an environment. You need air. The miracle is not just that, okay, the oil, it lasted for 8 days. But in order for there to be combustion, you also have to have oxygen. Other miracles, you have to find examples, are very isolated. A miracle happens. It's just a miracle. You don't need an environment for that miracle, happen. The man came out of Shemayim, right? The man, very nice. So man comes out of Shemayim. Here it is on the ground. So eat it. Do you need the man? The miracle of the man is self-contained. The miracle of Hanukkah, lighting a candle. It's not just the lighting of the candle. There's oil. It's going. But as the candle is being lit, it needs oxygen for it to continue lighting. You are taking into the, part of the miracle is taking into the consideration external factors for this miracle to continue to exist. Man is an object of miracle. Comes out of the sky, here it is, that's it. Doesn't need anything more than it of itself. The miracle of Hanukkah is a strange miracle. The oil is going, but oil's not enough. You have to have oxygen. You put a cup, you take, you deny the oxygen, it's not going to work. That represents what the miracle of Hanukkah is about. The avir represents the Shechina. It represents the Hashrohas Hashchin and Klal Yisrael. What is the ner? My Rav, the ner, we said this before. The ner of Hanukkah. Of the 8 days of Hanukkah really is just an expansion of the Ner Ma'aravi. Every single day they put in the Beis HaMikdash enough oil to last for 12 hours, and miraculously it lasted for 24 hours. So what was the miracle of Hanukkah? All seven branches of the menorah became the Ner Ma'aravi. It became the Ner Ma'aravi. There were seven Ner Ma'aravis. And not only was it for one day, it lasted for 8 days. It was an expansion of the Ner Ma'aravi. What is the significance of the Ner Ma'aravi? What does Chazal say? It is Eidos. Hashem is saying testimony, Shehashchina Shoyre B'Yisrael. That the divine presence is resting in Klal Yisrael. Where is the Shechina? The Shechina is the Avir. Touch the air. Can you touch the air? What is the air? It's air. It's the environment. It's your breathing, your life. The Ner remaining lit for 8 days is using air. The air is symbolic of Eidus Shehashchina Shoyre B'Yisrael. That is what Hanukkah is all about. Other miracles do not necessarily mean they're Shechina. Hashem does miracles. Just because they're miracles is not a revelation Shehashchina Shoyre B'Yisrael. But the Ner Hanukkah is a miracle which uses air. It's a different type of miracle, which is a very rich miracle. It's an indication that Hashem is with us. There is no Hester Panim anymore. The Hester Panim is gone. We have an understanding of how the world works, an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what a Ner is all about. It is the Avir that accompanies the Ner. This is an approach to explain the connection between the Ner and the Hanukkah. May we all be Zoicha to sense that Shechina, to have clarity in this world, the Choshech of Yavan should dissipate, through the or of the menorah and the or of Torah. And again, I want to give shevach vaidah to the Bnei Shalom in front of all of you. Today again is the anniversary, the seventh or the, whatever it is, the anniversary. I think it's the seventh year anniversary of the starting of the shir. I found the amazing last night. I went to Davin Marav in a place I never ever Davin Marav. Never ever. I haven't been there for years. And I was wondering, how did it be Hashkocha Pradis? I came for what reason? And lo and behold, I'm standing there. And who walks in right up to me? The person who called me up and set me up with this shir. How bizarre. Here's Zeus Hanukkah. The anniversary, Hashem brought me to a place. Hashem brought me to a place that I never imagined I would be. To make me think, you know, there's hashkocha in the world. Have hope. There's Ribbono Shel Olam. There's the Nair of Torah, the Nair of Or, there's hope. All right, Afreil Chachas Zeus Hanukkah.
You too.